Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But I'm very interested in this list because sometimes I can be accused of being one or the other in certain things. Other times not. Cheap or frugal?
Yeah. So a new study of 2,000 people found out that an incredible 92% of Americans consider frugality to be an attractive quality in a potential partner, right?
What?
Yeah, they consider this. So we grew up with faux pas, like, would you use a coupon or is it coupon?
Coupon.
On a first date.
No.
No, right?
Absolutely not.
Completely unacceptable.
Yes.
79% of people polled consider that to be perfectly accessible. Acceptable.
Where's this from?
It's a new study from, it's called, I think it's Pew Research.
Okay. It should be Pew Research.
Pew, right.
Yeah.
Goodwood.
If you want to impress your date,
shut up.
Don't resort to overspending because 66% of Americans studied view that as a date ruiner.
Yeah, right. If you don't have a private jet included, you're not even getting the number.
So I need a private jet and info on the Chiefs tight end.
Yeah.
So Slick Deals took part in this. And they found that.
All right, 0-2. I don't believe the first two.
All right, no. I'm totally with you. 30 is the average age people really start taking their finances seriously and more responsibly. I think that's about right.
Yep.
38 being the age where you're peak frugal.
Okay.
I totally see this, which is why I ate Jell-O for dinner the other day.
I vehemently disagree with that. 38's your peak? I think maybe 68 when you're really old.
Oh, then you're trying to get rid of all that money so you don't give it to your kids, right?
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
27, you're the most financially reckless. So that's kind of the age. You got about a 12-year span there.
Right.
All right. But, so here we go. Would you enter a relationship with someone who has a large amount of debt?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was for law school.
Yeah, yeah. It suddenly showed up with my name on it. I'm like, wait, I didn't do this.
I mean, it depends. Is it because of school or is it because they're a chronic, out-of-control shopper? That scares me.
That scares me. Absolutely.
Chronic, out-of-control shopper. Scary. You know, schooling and debt and stuff that you're paying the price for, that's respectable.
It's pretty 50-50. 53% said they'd be hesitant to enter that relationship.
Okay.
Okay. So, other things that happen on first dates and stuff, bad manners to the wait staff.
Oh, yeah.
73% say that's a turnoff. On your phone too much, 57%. These are all things that we noticed. But 40% believe that tipping the minimum on the restaurant bill is frugal. Only 23% consider it cheap.
Okay, what is minimum? 15%?
15%. So almost half the people think, you know what? That's a fair quality. You're being frugal. That's good. But nobody really, only 23% consider it cheap. Less than a quarter of the people say that's a turnoff and that's cheap.
Here's my take on frugal. If someone is trying to, I like it when someone is trying to go out of their way to save, not like crazy, but they're responsible. Like I can view frugal as the same as responsible.
I agree. I think it is. I think they're saying frugality and responsibility go hand in hand.
Yeah. You don't want cheap, but like someone who is like I'll ask someone about their wife or girlfriend and they're like, oh no. She knows the deals to get. If we go on vacation, she's going to research it. If we're getting a TV or a couch, she's going to do all the homework. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. I don't want a reckless, Louis Vuitton coach spender.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
You know, like someone who like can't have, like when a girl's like, yeah, I can go to Marshall's and I go to Target. I'm like, giddy up.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Here are a couple examples of...
What's that reference, Troy? I'll give you $5.
Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't know. What is it? Giddy up?
Seinfeld. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to give you a couple of examples.
I'm from Texas. I don't watch that.
Cheap or frugal, and how they're viewed by the majority of the public. Shopping at secondhand stores.
Frugal. It's not cheap. Frugal.
Frugal. Very good. It's positive. We've seen positive.
Yeah. It's also trendy now.
Yes.
It is trendy.
Oh, yeah. These snobby stores around here. I couldn't give away like a one-year-old leather couch because, that's not in fashion anymore.
Right. I know. I've got
If you have a jacket that Steve McQueen was wearing back in the day, yeah this rocks.
I didn't know the South. I'm not going to say that because Charlotte may be listening. Charlotte Jones.
Well, there's charities you can give it. I have a couch. I got to call them up. I got to say, just get this thing out of here.
Yeah.
I want the tax write-off.
If you're listening, do not take RJ's couch.
Yeah.
Well, I barely used it. It was my parents' old couch.
Oh.
I only used it briefly.
Okay. Yeah, Chop Senior getting on.
Tracking your electricity usage and over-monitoring the thermostat.
Oh,
cheap or frugal?
That is cheap.
Cheap. No doubt about it, cheap.
They view that as frugal and positive.
Okay. No.
This blows my mind. My thermostat is 71. Whether I'm there or not, it's the same.
If
I don't
track that at all. You're checking the monitor like in Lethal Weapon before the house blew up, that is cheap.
Yep. Skipping your round at the bar.
Cheap.
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 Cheap. Big time. Having an old phone.
Not for that's frugal.
Yeah,
I can't stand people who get phone shame. Like, I don't know what number iPhone this is, but like it works fine.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't slowed down. Why would I go get a new one?
Get the 10.
Why would I go and get? I don't know. Is this 7S? I have no idea. I have no clue. But I don't think it's being frugal either. It's just being like it's unnecessary.
An overwhelming amount of people view that as cheap.
What?
Yes, they think that is worse. Having an old phone is worse than tipping poorly.
15%?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, okay. Yeah, I don't want to be with that person.
Yeah, if you're switching a Motorola phone to a Prime code, then sure. But, I mean, technology, folks, you can't get a new phone every year. No.
Right. Come on.
Okay, how about some of this one? Calculating your part of the group bill.
That's a good one.
Man, that is good.
It's a good one. Okay, are you guys getting steaks and I'm getting chicken?
See, that's the point.
That's the thing. If we're all going to the steakhouse mm-hmm. and we're all going to get the same kind of meals, the biggest decision is what three sides do we get? And then you put the cards out and you split them all up. Now, if you're going to go and get soup, if you're going to Mike Fisher it,
mm-hmm.
like Fish did us, he fished us in Oxnard. I went, we're going to the restaurant again? Right. Yeah, Mike. We're going to get seafood.
I know.
What's our doing today?
If you're going to order well below what everyone else is and everyone else is going big dog with it, you can calculate it.
Right.
Yeah.
You can calculate. Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
If you don't have any drinks, then you shouldn't have to pay for drinks.
Lengthening the longevity of soap by diluting it with water.
Good Lord. That's cheap.
Wow.
Super cheap.
I will do that sometimes.
It's only $51.49, 49% say cheap.
If I don't have another bottle of shampoo, I will put a little water in it and shake it up.
Oh.
Yeah, how else am I supposed to wash my hair?
That's pretty bad.
Dishwater, same thing.
Yeah, Tolos, help me out.
Not dishwater, but the green.
Dove, the soap.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn.
Tolos, Dawn. Help me out. 877-881-1053, fan text. There's a television show about people that are extremely cheap, and this couple was so cheap that when they shampooed, they did it together.
Oh my God! What is that show called?
They were in their house, and the husband was on top of the shower, and she was under him. And when the soap would run down off his hair, it would go into her hair,
ew.
So they could save on shampoo.
What's the name of that show? It can get disgusting. I know exactly what you're talking about. It'll come in on the fan text. This is RJ's list that he found cheap or frugal of a poll of 2,000 people.
I got a couple more here. Reusing tea bags or coffee filters,
cheap.
Cheap. 60% say cheap.
That's dirty.
Yeah. Okay.
Soggy brown paper.
Yep.
Ugh.
Re-gifting. Re-gifting.
Frugal. Frugal.
Man, I agree. Frugal. Cheap. It came out cheap.
No, it's more insulting than cheap.
I am blown away. Like, if you give me something and I already have one of it,
yeah,
how is it cheap for me to give it on to somebody else? I'm paying it forward.
I gave a buddy of mine a $150 gift certificate the other, not Deion Sanders, someone who actually remembers my name. And I fully realize he may re-gift it. And if he re-gifts it, that's fine. I'm still giving him a gift that's substituting for money he would have to spend out of his pocket.
Right.
I'm fine with it.
Eating leftovers 2 days after you cooked it.
Oh, God.
Well, you need to clarify that.
Yeah,
man. What's the leftover?
Well, if it's in the fridge, I think it's okay.
All right.
So, not if it's like, what is it, like sushi?
Okay, sushi maybe not. Like a hamburger and fries, probably not.
That's fine.
No, the bread's getting soggy.
I will keep, that's probably my biggest shame. So like the other day we were, two times ago when I was at dinner, all the leftovers were sitting there. This is probably a table of like 6-8 people. And the servers were coming to take up all the leftovers. This was at Nick and Sam's, so like everything is the best quality.
They've got good leftover boxes too.
And I said, I was comfortable now. I've been there a number of times, and I was like, man, I don't think I can let you throw all this away. And he goes, you want to box it? And I was like, man, just box it up.
Whoa. You boxed up just yours, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
Guys.
I'm not talking about someone else's steak off their plate.
I'm talking about the mac and cheese. Okay.
I'm talking about the potatoes au gratin.
The communal food.
I'm talking
about
the communal food. The rest of the steak in the middle of the give me that off. Give me that onion ring off your plate that you have. No. Jeez, I have a little bit of a line. So then the other day when I went back there, I didn't say anything at the end. All of a sudden the server at the end brings me the bag that they had gone and boxed. So now I'm afraid I might be leftover guy. You're sitting at a table with all these big dogs, and now they're just bringing me automatically the leftovers. I'm like, I was kind of a little bit embarrassed. God. But
is
I'm
there
not,
anything more masculine than carrying that doggy bag out at times?
Well, yeah, but when you open that thing up at 2 a.m. or, you know, the next night.
Absolutely.
Are you living in heaven? Yeah.
Yeah, but I just feel like Nick and Sam's is one of those very esteemed
steakhouse. You let them take it off.
I don't need a leftover as I travel back to my house, but you're like, man, box all this up.
Dude, I said it.
Get all
it.
The carrots and
everything. Get all of it. For real. No shame. That may be looked upon as cheap.
Leftover Sean, I need those memes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.